Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. My name is Chris Gray. I'm the lead pastor at Bethel Assembly, located at 1201 North William Parkhurst Drive here in Sedalia, Missouri. I want to encourage you to join us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11:15 for our morning worship service. For more information about Bethel Assembly, please contact us at www.bethelassembly.info. Now, this morning and throughout this week, I want to talk to you briefly about this new year. So let's ask a very personal question. What is it that defines you as a person? If you were to go to a meeting and ask to take one of those, "Hello, my name is," sticky name tags and write on not your name, but what it is that defines you, what would that be? Maybe regrets, maybe hurts, maybe expectations. What's on that list? What is it that you allow to define you as a person? A few years ago, Matthew West wrote a song titled "Hello, My Name Is," and I want to read some of those lyrics to you. It says, "Hello, my name is regret. I'm pretty sure that we've met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget." Today, I want to take the time to look at this topic, regret. Many of you allow regret to define who you are. We'll look at at three steps of regret, but today I want to look at the very first one. Tomorrow, we'll come back and wrap things up. But can you relate to this? It seems you just can't get past the regret of yesterday. There's always this whisper in your ear of what you've done wrong, or maybe what you should have done that you didn't do. You see, there are three steps to leaving the land of regret, and I want to give you that very first one today. It's very simple. Identify the issue. Identify the issue. But let me say this. It's time to stop living in the regret of yesterday and begin to live in what will be because of the grace of God. We talked a lot about the grace of God yesterday. God has a grace set in store for each one of us. And grace is defined as not what I deserve, but what I need. We don't deserve grace, but that's what He gives us. I want you to understand something very important this morning. God does not define you by your yesterday. In fact, Psalm 103 says, "He's removed our sin as far as the east is from the west." Yes, we need to repent. Yes, we need to be sorry for the wrong things we do. But do not confuse this with regret. Don't allow your past sin or your mistakes to damage the future that God has in store for you. He's got that plan. He's got that purpose for you. He doesn't want you to remain enslaved in your yesterday. See, God doesn't want you to wallow around in the regret of yesterday, but rather to blossom in the hope of tomorrow. How do you do that? How is that possible? You're looking at your life right now and you're saying, "Oh, Pastor, I just can't get past that regrets." Well, look at Romans 8, verse 1. There's therefore no condemnation. There's no condemnation for you and for me. So why are we living in the land of regret? Regret is defined as to feel sad or sorry about something that you did or didn't do. We feel sorry for how we treated our spouse. We feel sorry for that bad habit, that thing that we just can't stop doing. Maybe we've said this: I wish I've told my parents how much I loved them before they died. Or that promotion could have been mine if I would have worked just a little harder. Whatever the case is, we've allowed it to define us as individuals. We have changed our residency to the land of regret, and we're allowing it to continuously feed the words of despair into our lives. Now, listen very carefully this morning. This is not God's plan for your life. You're not created to live in this entrapped life. Our text tells us that there's no condemnation. What does that mean? There's no sign, no evidence, no likeness to disapprove you. There's no criticism for you. However, it's vital that we include the rest of this text. You see, if I stop right there, that means anything goes. I can do whatever I want. But listen to the rest. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. That's what we've got to wrap ourselves around. Do you see the cause and effect here? There's no condemnation. Why? Because we're living in Christ. It's not enough to just play the spiritual game. Playing life like a game will ultimately lead to a life full of regret. But this is where the response of repentance comes in. We admit that we messed up. We ask for forgiveness. And we go in the right direction. The word repent literally means to turn and go a new way. To go in a new direction. This is pretty exciting. Paul goes on to say this in verse 2. And because you belong to Christ, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Now, if you remember yesterday, I told you that the wages of sin is death. What you deserve in life, what you have earned in life is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life. Jesus has set you free. There's no condemnation. There's no reason to hold on to that regret any longer, because Jesus has given you a new way. This sounds so simple. So why is it so hard? Why does it so often seem impossible to live beyond the land of regret? Because I believe that we fail to move on to the second step. You see, there's a very important second step, and I want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow morning. I wish I had the time today to share that step with you. I just don't have that time. But I want to encourage you to join us tomorrow morning as we process through regret. What does it look like? How do I get rid of that regret? It starts by identifying the issue, getting down to the root. What is it that's holding me back? Maybe you need to take the time today to sit down and say, God, would you surface in me? Would you help me to know what it is that I'm holding on to? Sometimes it's not what you expect. Sometimes it's not that surface thing that you've been holding on to. Sometimes it's a deeper rooted issue. Maybe you need to say, God, I give you that. I turn that over to you because I can't do it by myself. I can't manage it on my own. So God, I give it all to you today. Why not give it to God? Why not let him have control? After all, he loves you more than anything. He's the one that wants to lead your life. Don't allow the regrets of yesterday to define you. That's not who you were called to be. That's not the life that God has set before you. But give it to God. Let God take charge. Why? Because he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Thanks for joining us today. Look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.